Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to recap the game against the Warriors. Steph had an amazing game, and we were playing catch-up from the start.
Amazing game is a understatement for sure there. 49 points in three quarters. He did not come out and play in the fourth quarter, but he was outstanding. It was just unbelievable to watch. I hate losing by this many points. You could tell the guys were really frustrated at the bench. Kenny Hustle was being calmed down by Baisley. To me, it was something that these guys have been getting their ass whipped for a lot of days now. We've got to find a way to get a win. It's not going to make that much of a difference in our pick in the long run, but the reality is that these guys are really hurting for a win.
Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about, including what happened with Russ in the Wizards game. Some of that played into what happened with our game, so we're looking forward to talking about it. So thank you for joining us for The Last Storm. Here we go. Well, before we get into it, I just want to cover a little bit what happened with the Wizards, and they played against the Pacers. Now, the Wizards won. Russ got a triple-double, and Bradley Beal went for 50 points. The game went into overtime. Beal did not play into overtime. He was hurting at the very end of the fourth quarter, and considering the situation, which the Wizards just passed Indiana in the standings, they really wanted the win. Beal not being able to play in overtime says he's really hurt. Steph went for 49 and three quarters. He's trying to get the scoring title, so it was important for him to stay in front. He was able to do that even though he only scored 49 points. He's still in front. Beal got that 50 points. So we're talking like, they're going neck and neck, but Beal may not be able to continue going. And let's face it, Russ got that triple double. He went for 30 plus. He's now tied with Oscar Robertson for, 178 triple doubles, 181. Gonna get that one like you called, earlier in the season. I was surprised that you were even talking about it, but now here we are. He's about to get the record. Pretty incredible. He was able to lead the team to the win. Just a side note, Sabonis had a triple double also, and LeVert was two assists away from getting a triple double. And they mentioned that they've never had three players in the same game get a triple double. I didn't realize that, but that almost happened. So quite a bit of stuff was going on tonight. But yeah, that Wizards game with the Pacers, that sort of played into what was going on with Steph. Steph came out on fire, 24 points in the first quarter, and he did not let up.
Yeah, man, he absolutely did not let down at all. He kept his foot on the gas. I mean, so many deep threes. There were so many things that he just did unbelievable. We had so many guys guarding him at different times. Kendrick Williams was guarding him. We had a couple times I saw Svi having to guard him. Dort was guarding him. I mean, it was all over. These guys were just, they're being eaten alive. Obviously, he is a veteran, and he is one of the best point guards ever, if not one of the, if not the best point guard ever. There's definitely people that will argue about that, and for good reason, because the point guard, in the history of the NBA, the point guard position is stacked. But he is one of those guys that I believe is going to be looked back as the best shooter ever, as he already is. And the way that he is able to do things, it was this really impressive way Steph played tonight. Again, my hat's off to Westbrook as he continues to tear up on triple doubles. I only called it that he was going to do this is because one time when he played for the Thunder, and it was about, 15, 20 games in, he started having all these triple doubles, and people starting to whisper, can Westbrook do it? Can Westbrook do it? Mark, you remember what we saw that year? We saw a different gear. Westbrook stepped in the second that he realized that he had an opportunity to do this. He is just a special, brilliant person, and we're just lucky enough to be able to watch him and cheer for him as he had, what I believe, three triple-double seasons for the Thunder. That's just incredible. And the fact is that his amazing career, no matter what happens, he is always going to be known as a triple-double machine, and he's going to take the triple-double crown, and that's just really impressive to be able to have that opportunity to watch him. Back to the game, though, of what happened here was Steph just outplayed us. He by himself, I felt like he almost beat us by himself. But some guys played some amazing ball. And I want to start off with a benchmark. But Jalen Horde, 24 minutes tonight, 13 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. And just one of those rebounds that he had, which was 2. He had 1 offensive. He was just everywhere. He took 3 pointers tonight. And I saw him when Draymond Green was guarding him. He took a step up. Draymond Green really fell for the fake big time. And then he threw his arms down because he knew he could not block him. Jalen Horde missed that 3. But you could tell that he has the moves to get open. So I'm excited about seeing him play for the future.
Yeah, one stretch in the third quarter, he put up about 6 points in about 3 minutes. That was really great to see. And he did it in different ways. A couple of free throws, an elbow J, and just using a pump fake and getting the defense off balance and then going up. That was great to see, for sure. Steve Mihailuk had a big game as far as points go, but nobody gives a shit about it, you know, when you lose by this much, so I don't really want to say big game. I mean, he had 17 points, so it was a good game from the scoring perspective, but a lot of those were in cleanup time. He had a 3 or what he had 2 of them actually, 7 for 16 overall, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. You gotta love the fact that he played this game. Him and Kenny played this game. They did not play last game, that was good to see. They both played pretty well. Kenny put on 13 points, so. That was good, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. So Kenny and Svi were back and they were playing.
Yeah, man, it was great to see these two guys back and playing. Gabriel Deck put in 20 minutes. Man, I am pumped about Gabriel. He had that sick move where he got to the lane and stepped right outside the lane and did a little fadeaway jump shot. He is incredibly skilled. He had 3 rebounds, one of which was offensive, 1 assist, and 3 steals. His offense or his assist, it was insane, Mark. Like, seriously. Then he had a save that was out of balance, and he was able to get there somehow and throw the ball behind his back to Moses Brown or something, which pushed up the break, and we were able to get Svi for a wide-open dunk. Or not. He was contested dunk, but it was just obviously it was a great dunk by Svi. This is the type of player that we need on this team to be a contender as a championship team. So Gabriel Deck continues to impress me for sure.
Yeah, he had one turnover specifically that I want to mention, just because to me it was a really creative pass and it didn't get to the target on time, but he had the ball, I think at the block, the offense was flowing and he tried to do a one hand, almost like a silhouette pass or, whatever, like a ballerina move, and it was really creative. It missed the spot. It didn't have a lot of zip to it, but it kind of gave me a glimpse into the style of creativity that he has with his passing. I know that it'll get better than that. I mean, I'm sure he's not exactly proud of that pass, but the fact is it was a no look, trying to send the ball the other direction. And there was something about it that says to me, he's an excellent passer. We've seen a couple behind the back passes, but this was different, and I'm excited to see the Gabriel Deck no-look pass. I know it's coming.
Oh, for sure on that, man, for sure. We got some minutes by Charlie Brown, 7.5 minutes by Charlie. 3 points and was able to get a steal and 2 assists, so good job by him. He's going to take some time to obviously fit here, but I like this guy. He has some handles, and he's a power forward / small forward. He's got that unbelievable ability to dribble the ball. I've seen him make some sick ball moves. I'm excited about him. Josh Hall, 25 minutes, almost 26 minutes, 2 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, all of which were defensive. He had a rough assignment a lot of times. He was getting eaten alive. He got switched over on Curry a couple times. It seemed like Curry favored that matchup, and he hit a couple threes in his face, but a good job all in all by Josh as he continues to get healthy and back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the starters. So for Bazley, he had 11 points, but 7 of those came in the first quarter. So That was a pretty good quarter for him. The way he was, you know, using his spin move that he likes to go to, that was pretty nice. It was working for him in the first quarter. And Dort ended up with 16 points. Now, Dort had 8 points in the first quarter. So between the two of them, they only managed to get 12 points in the rest of the three quarters. And that's tough. You know what I mean? We were in it in the first quarter for most of the first quarter, but they pulled away at the end of the first quarter. And from then, our offense really just kind of went stagnant, and the game, you know, was pretty much over. And we continued to fight hard. I thought, like, that the energy was fine. And that's one thing that you get concerned about with a game like this. But I thought we were real consistent with playing hard.
Yeah, and looking at the starters, I feel like the bench players actually had more minutes than the starters tonight. You know, Theo only 22 minutes, 10 points, 3 defensive rebounds, total of 4 rebounds, 1 offensive, 2 assists. You know, 22 minutes isn't the type of time that he needs. He needs more like 30, 35, but the reality is that he's just not going to get that on a night like this. Dort, 24 minutes, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 defensive rebounds, and 2 offensive, 1 assist, and did a really good job tonight at getting up that floor.
Moses Brown, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block. He had 6 rebounds in the first quarter. So once again, he's someone that really struggled to be consistent throughout the game. And Isaiah Roby, he had a difficult game. He had 1 foul in the first quarter, and coach pulled him out. I think it was only about 3 or 4 minutes into the game. And he ended up with 22 minutes, but I think getting pulled out that early kind of threw him off. Shit like that happens. I mean, playing in the NBA is full of unexpected twists and turns. You know, everybody has bad games, and so we're not going to dwell on it. Obviously, he's going to come out and play better the next game. And that happens to be tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Tomorrow is obviously Mother's Day, and you know, being on Sunday, it's really always difficult to play on Sunday sometimes. But we play a pretty tough matchup, man. We got Sacramento, you know, and they obviously are in a position where they have an opportunity to make the playoffs. Mark, they're not very far behind in the standings, I don't think, right now. But the reality is that they have an opportunity. So if they can get 2 wins right here, it will be interesting to see what happens.
Yep, we got them tomorrow, and then we got another game against the Kings after a day off. Then we have 2 days off, and we go play against the Jazz, and then we play against the Clippers after a day off. So that's what we got going for the rest of the season. We got 4 games left, and we're hoping we can pull out a win. Obviously, you know, we're looking at the standings. There's a lot of time from the end of the season to the draft lottery, and whatever situation that we're in, there's a lot of guessing that can take place, but until the ping pong balls land, it doesn't really fucking matter. So we'll go ahead and start looking into the other stuff when the right time comes, but right now we're just enjoying the last 4 games. So thank you so much for enjoying them with us.
Absolutely. And we just want to give out a shout out to all the Argentinian listeners. We appreciate each and every single one of you guys. Thank you for having a player like Gabriel Deck like on our team. We're super stoked about it. And again, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we want to be the pipeline for Argentinian players in the United States for sure. Send them to the Oklahoma City Thunder every single time. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thunder up.